Auswendig?
Es wird dich nicht interessieren, aber es steht etwas über dich in der Zeitung. 70.000 Frauen sind dem Alkohol verfallen. Du bist eine davon.
Das trifft mich überhaupt nicht. Wenn hier jemand dem Alkohol verfallen ist, dann bist es du. Schau dich um meinen Spiegel. Schaust du dich mal in meinen Spiegel?
Bei mir hat es einen Grund. Ich bin mit dir verheiratet.
Könntest du diese verdammte Zeitung endlich weglegen und jetzt?
Das mache ich jetzt seit 15 Jahren. Könntest du mir den Gefallen tun und mich endlich in Ruhe lassen?
Ich lasse dich so gern in Ruhe, aber ich habe einen Vorschlag, du lässt mich auch in Ruhe. Ich habe einen wunderbaren Vorschlag, du ziehst zu deiner Mutter und kannst alle deine Kochbücher mitnehmen.
Das ist ein wunderbarer Vorschlag, den unterbreitest du mir ungefähr zweimal im Monat. War das jetzt wirklich notwendig? War das notwendig? Geh aber zu deiner Mutter. Geh zu deiner Mutter zurück, ich kann es nicht mehr hören.
Immer das gleiche Akte. Kann ich nicht mehr hören.
Langweilig.
Ja, du bist langweilig. Ich kann doch diese Wohnung nicht dem Chaos preisgeben.
Das Chaos ist immer nicht deine Sache. Ich kann es nicht halten, die Katze.
Apropos Katze.
Ja.
Wieder vergessen.
Du hast es nicht gekauft. Hier ist eine Speise.
Bleib doch einen Augenblick.
Ich möchte nicht, dass du mit mir kommst.
Warte doch einen Augenblick.
Als Tür auf!
Do you have any idea what they were arguing about? Do you speak English?
Yeah. No. I'm sorry, my German is not very good. Have you ever heard that as couples get older, they lose their ability to hear each other?
No.
Well, supposedly, men lose their ability to hear higher pitch sounds, and women eventually lose hearing on the low end. I guess they sort of nullify each other or something.
I guess. Nature's way of allowing couples to grow old together without killing each other. What are you reading?
Yeah.
How about you?
Wenn man wirklich so hüpft, dass sie dauernd anstarren.
Look, I was thinking about going to the lounge car sometime soon. Would you like to come with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you speak such good English?
I went to school for a summer in Los Angeles.
Yeah?
It's fine here?
Yeah, that's good.
And I spent some time in London.
Wow.
How do you speak such good English?
Me? I'm American.
You're American?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. I knew you were American. And of course you don't speak any other language, right?
Yeah, Yeah, I get it. So I'm the crude, dumb, vulgar American who doesn't speak any other languages, who has no culture, right? But I tried. I took French for 4 years in high school. When I first got to Paris, I stood in line at the metro station. I was practicing. B.A. s'il vous plaît. B.A. s'il vous plaît, you know? B.A. s'il vous plaît, you know? And I get up there, and I look at this woman, and my mind goes completely blank, and I start saying, oh, listen, I need a ticket to get to, you know? So, anyway. So where are you headed?
Well, back to Paris. My class starts next week.
Now you're still in school? Where do you go?
Yeah, La Sorbonne, you know?
Sure. Are you coming from Budapest?
Yeah, I was visiting my grandmother.
How's she?
She's okay.
She's all right?
She's fine. How about you? Where are you going?
I'm going to Vienna.
Vienna? What's there?
I have no idea. I'm flying out of there tomorrow.
Huh. You on holiday?
I don't really know what I'm on, you know?
Okay.
I'm just traveling around. I've been riding the trains the past 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. You were visiting friends or just on your own?
You know, I had a friend in Madrid, but,
Madrid, that's nice.
Yeah, I got one of those Euro passes, is what I did.
That's great. So, this trip around Europe been good for you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's been, it sucked, you know?
What?
No, well, I'll tell you, you know, sitting, you know, for weeks on end looking out the window has actually been kind of great.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, for instance, you have ideas that you ordinarily wouldn't have.
What kind of ideas?
You want to hear one?
Yeah, tell me.
All right. I have this idea, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For a television show. Some friends of mine are these cable access producers. Do you know what that is? Cable access. I don't know. Anybody can produce a show real cheap and they have to put it on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have this idea for this show that would last 24 hours a day for a year straight, right? What you do is you get 365 people from cities all over the world to do these 24-hour documents of real time, right? Capturing life as it's lived. You know, it would start with a guy waking up in the morning and, you know, taking a long shower, eating a little breakfast, making a little coffee, you know, and reading the paper.
Wait. All this mundane, boring thing everybody has to do every day of their fucking life.
I was going to say the poetry of day-to-day life, but, you know, you say it the way you say it, I'll say it the way I say it.
I like that.
But no, listen, think about it like this.
Who's going to want to watch this?
Well, all right, think about it like this. Why is it that a dog, you know, sleeping in the sun is so beautiful? You know, it is. It's beautiful, you know. But a guy standing in a bank machine trying to take some money out looks like a complete moron.
So it's like a National Geographic program that on people.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I can see it, like 24 boring hours, sorry, and like a 3-minute sex scene where he falls asleep right after, no?
Yeah, you know, and I mean that would be a great episode.
Yeah.
People would talk about that episode. I mean, you and your friends could do one in Paris if you wanted to. I mean,
sure.
I don't know, the thing that kind of haunts me is the distribution. You know, I mean, getting these tapes from town to town, city to city, so that it would play continuously, because it'd have to play all the time. Or else it just wouldn't work.
Thank you.
Thanks. You know what? Not service oriented. Just observation about Europe.
You know, my parents never really spoken of the possibility of my falling in love or getting married or having children. Even as a little girl, they wanted me to think as a future career as a, you know, interior designer or a lawyer or something like that. I'd say to my dad, I want to be a writer. And he'd say, journalist. I'd say, I wanted to have a refuge for stray cats. And he'd say, veterinarian. I'd say, I wanted to be an actress. And he'd say, you know, TV newscaster. It was this constant conversion of my fanciful ambition into this practical money-making ventures.
Mm. I always had a pretty good bullshit detector when I was a kid, you know? I always knew when they were lying to me, you know? By the time I was in high school, I was dead set I'm listening to what everybody thought I should be doing with my life. I'm just kind of doing the opposite. Nobody was ever mean about it. It's just, I could never get very excited about other people's ambitions for my life.
But you know what? If your parents never really fully contradict you about anything and like are basically nice and supportive,
right,
it makes it even harder to officially complain. You know, even when they're wrong, it's this passive-aggressive shit. You know what I mean? I hate it. I really hate it.
Well, you know, despite all that kind of bullshit that comes along with it, I remember childhood as this, you know, this magical time with you. I remember when my mother first told me about death. My great-grandmother had just died, and my whole family had just visited them in Florida. I was about three and a half years old. Anyway, I was in the backyard playing, and my sister had just taught me how to take the garden hose and do it in such a way that it sprayed into the sun and it would make a rainbow, right? And so I was doing that, and through the mist, I could see my grandmother. And she was just standing there, smiling at me, and I held it there for a long time. I looked at her, and then finally I let go of the nozzle, you know, and I dropped the hose, and she disappeared. And so I run back inside, and I tell my parents, you know, and they sit me down and give me this big rap on how when people die, you never see them again, and how I'd imagine it. But I knew what I'd see. I was just glad that I saw that. I mean, I've never seen anything like that since. But I don't know. It just kind of let me know how ambiguous everything was. You know, even death.
You're really lucky you can have this attitude toward death. I think I'm afraid of death 24 hours a day. I swear. But that's why I'm in a train right now. I could have flown to Paris, but I'm too scared.
Okay.
I can't help it. I can't help it. I know the statistics say, it's safer or whatever. When I'm in a plane, I can see it. I can see the explosion. I can see me falling through the clouds. And I'm so scared of this few seconds of consciousness before you're going to die. You know, when you know for sure you're going to die. I can't stop thinking that way. It's exhausting.
Yeah, I bet.
Really exhausting. I think this is Yena.
Yeah.
You get a fear, no?
Yeah, what a drag. I wish I had met you earlier, you know? I really like talking to you.
Yeah, me too. It was really nice to meet you.
Insane idea, but if I don't ask you this, it's just, you know, it's gonna haunt me the rest of my life.
What?
I want to keep talking to you, you know? I have no idea what your situation is, but I feel like we have some kind of, connection, right?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right, well, great. So listen, here's the deal. This is what we should do. You should get off the train with me here in Vienna and come check out the town.
What?
Come on, it'll be fun.
What would we do?
I don't know. All I know is I have to catch an Austrian Airlines flight tomorrow morning at 9:30, and I don't really have enough money for a hotel, so I was just going to walk around, and it'd be a lot more fun if you came with me. And if I turn out to be some kind of psycho, you know, you just get on the next train. All right. Think of it like this. Jump ahead 10, 20 years, okay? And you're married. And only your marriage doesn't have that same energy that it used to have. You know, you start to blame your husband. You start to think about all those guys you've met in your life and what might have happened if you picked up with one of them, right? Well, I'm one of those guys. That's me. You know, so think of this as time travel from then to now. to find out what you're missing out on. See, what this really could be is a gigantic favor to both you and your future husband to find out that you're not missing out on anything. I'm just as big a loser as he is, totally unmotivated, totally boring, and you made the right choice and you're really happy.
Let me get my bag.
You should get a locker for all this time.
Okay. What's your name?
My name? It's Jesse. It's James, actually, but everybody always calls me Jesse.
Jesse. James?
No. No, just Jesse.
I'm Celine.
This is a nice bridge.
Yeah. This is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it? It's a little awkward. But it's all right, right?
So, yeah, this is great. This is great. Let's go to some places. Look at your book.
We're in Vienna. Let's go to some places.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sprechen Sie English?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Good. Do you speak German for a change?
What?
No, it was a joke.
Well, listen, we just got into Vienna today, and we're looking for something fun to do.
Like museums, exhibition things.
But museums are not that funny anymore these days.
And they are closing right now. How long are you going to be here?
Just for tonight.
Why did you come to Vienna? What could you be expecting?
We're on honeymoon.
Yeah, she got pregnant. We had to get married.
No, I don't believe you. You're a bad liar. vielleicht gibt's einen Flyer.
Ja, sicher.
This is a play we're both in, and we would like to invite you.
Actors?
No, not professional actors, part-time actors for fun.
It's a play about a cow and the Indians searching for it. There are also in politicians,
Russian
Mexicans,
thing, yeah.
Russians.
Communists.
So you have a real cow on stage?
No, not a real cow, it's an actor in a cow costume.
And he is the cow?
Yes, I am the cow, and the cow is a bit weird.
The cow has a disease.
She's acting a bit strange, like a dog. If someone throws a stick, she fetches it and brings it back, and she can smoke with the hooves and everything.
Right.
And as you see, there's the address. It's in the second district.
Near the Prater. You know the Prater?
Oh, the big theater.
With the wheel, yes.
Oh,
yes, the wheel. Everybody knows the wheel.
Perhaps you can go to the Prater before the play. It starts at 21:30.
21:30?
Yeah. It's at 9:30.
Right? Oh, 9:30.
Oh, right. Okay, great. Well, what's the name of this play?
It's translated as Bring Me the Horns of Wilmington's Cow. Yeah.
I'm Wilmington's Cow.
All right.
Great.
Will you be there?
Yeah, we'll try.
I'm the cow.
You're
the cow. Goodbye.
Q&A time. We've known each other a little while now. We're stuck together, so we're going to ask each other a few direct questions. All right?
So we ask each other questions.
Yeah, and you have to answer 100% honestly.
Of course.
Okay. All right, first question. Describe for me your first sexual feelings towards a person.
My first sexual feelings, oh my God. I know. Jean-Marc Fleury.
Jean-Marc Fleury?
We were at this summer camp together, and he was a swimmer.
Yeah,
he had bleached out chlorine hair and green eyes. And to improve his time, he shaved the hair off his legs and arms.
It's disgusting.
Oh, no. He was like this gorgeous dolphin. And my friend Emma had a big, big crush on him. So one day I was cutting, cross-field back to my room, and He came walking up beside me. You know, and I told him, you know, you should date Emma because she's a big crush on you. And he turned to me and said, well, that's too bad because I have a big crush on you.
Yeah, it really scared the hell out of me because I thought he was so fine.
And then he officially asked me out on a date. And, you know, I pretended I didn't like him. You know, I was so afraid of, you know, what I might do, you know. So, you know, I went to see him swim a few times at the swim competition. And he was so sexy, really. I mean, really sexy. You know, we kind of wrote these little declarations of love to each other at the end of the summer. And, you know, promised we would keep riding forever and, like, you know, meet again very soon.
Did you?
Of course not.
Well, then I think this is the opportune time to tell you that I happen to be a fantastic swimmer.
Really?
Yeah.
I make note of that.
Okay.
So it's my turn.
Oh,
no?
Yes, your turn.
Have you ever been in love?
Yes. Next question.
Wait a minute.
What?
So I can give one word answer?
Sure, why not?
No. After I went into such private details about my first sexual feelings...
I know, but sexual... Those are two very different questions. I mean, I could answer the sexual feelings things, no problem. But, you know, love... I mean, what if I asked you about love?
I would have lied, but at least... Yeah, you know, I would have made up a great story.
I mean, great. I mean, love is a complex issue, you know? I mean, it's like... I mean, yes, I have told somebody that I love them before, and I've meant it, you know, but was it totally unselfish, giving love? Was it a beautiful thing? Not really. You know, it's like, love, I mean, I don't know. You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But as far as sexual feelings go, I mean, it started with an obsessive relationship with Miss July 1978. Do you know Playboy magazine?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it.
Do you know
it,
Crystal?
No.
You don't know Crystal? Well, I knew Crystal. Is it my turn now? Okay. Tell me something that really pisses you off. Really drives you crazy.
Pisses me off?
Yeah.
You've got everything.
Okay, list a couple.
I hate being told by strange men in the street.
Yeah.
You know, like to smile, like to make them feel better about their boring life. What else? I hate that 300 kilometers from here, there's a war going on. You know, people are dying and nobody knows what to do about it, or they don't give a shit either. I hate that the media, you know, they're trying to control our minds.
The media?
Yeah, the media. You know, it's very subtle, but it's a new form of fascism, really. I hate when I'm in a foreign country, especially in America, they're the worst. Each time I wear black or, like, lose my temper or say anything about anything, you know, they always go, oh, it's so French, it's so cute. I hate that. I can't stand it. Really.
Was it all?
Well, there's a lot of things. So, it's my turn.
Okay.
You're going to answer.
Yes, I'll answer.
What's the problem for you?
You, problem.
What?
No, all right. I had a thought the other day that was kind of qualifies as a problem.
What is it?
Well, it was a thought I had on the train. So, okay, all right. Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yeah, right.
Well, most people, you know, a lot of people talk about past lives and things like that, you know, and even if they don't believe it in some specific way, you know, people have some kind of notion of an eternal soul, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was my thought. 50,000 years ago, there are not even a million people on the planet. 10,000 years ago, there's like 2 million people on the planet. Now, there's between 5 and 6 billion people on the planet, right? Now, if we all have our own, like, individual, unique soul, right, where do they all come from? You know, are modern souls only a fraction of the original souls? Because if they are, that represents a 5,000-to-1 split of each soul in just the last 50,000 years, which is like a blip in the Earth's time. You know, so at best, we're like these tiny fractions of people, you know, walking. I mean, is that why we're all so scattered? You know, is that why we're all so specialized?
Wait a minute, I'm not sure. I know.
It's a totally scattered thought. Which is kind of why it makes sense.
Yeah, you know? I agree with you.
Yeah. Let's get off this damn train. we need, huh?
Yeah. There's even a listening booth over there. Have you ever heard of this singer? I think she's American. A friend of mine told me about her.
Do you want to go see if that listening booth still works?
Yeah, okay. As a young teenager. I think it left a bigger impression on me at that time than any of the museums we went to.
Yeah? It's tiny.
I know. There was this little old man that talked to us. He was the groundskeeper. He explained that most of the people buried here, they'd washed up on the bank of the Danube.
How old are these?
Around the beginning of the century or so. It's called Cemetery of the No Name because they often didn't really know who those people were. Maybe a first name, that's all.
Why were all the bodies washing up?
I think some were from accidents on boats and things like that, but most of them were suicides that jumped in the river. I always liked the idea of all those unknown people lost in the world. When I was a little girl, I always thought that if none of your family or friends knew you were dead, then it's like not really being dead. People can invent the best and the worst for you. Ah, here she is, I think. Yeah, this is the one I remember the most. She was only 13 when she died. That meant something to me, you know. I was that age when I first saw this. Now I'm 10 years older and she's still 13, I guess. That's funny. That's the Danube over there.
It's a river, right?
Yeah.
This is gorgeous.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
we got a sunset here.
Yeah.
We got the Ferris wheel. Seems like spear.
What? Are you trying to say you want to kiss me? But you know what?
What?
I don't think it really matters what generation you're born into. Look at my parents. They were these angry young May 68 people, revolting against everything. You know, the government, the conservative Catholic backgrounds. I mean, I was born not long after, and then my father went on to become the successful architect, and we began to travel all around the world while he built bridges and, you know, towers and stuff. I mean, I really can't complain about anything. You know, they love me more than anything in the world, and I've been raised with all the freedom they had fought for. And yet, for me now, it's another type of fight. We still have to deal with the same old shit, but we can't really know who or, you know, what the enemy is.
I don't know if there really is an enemy, you know? I mean, everybody's parents fucked them up. You know, rich kids' parents gave them too much, poor kids not enough. You know, too much attention, not enough attention. They either left them, you know, they stuck around, taught them the wrong things. You know, I mean, my parents are just these two people who didn't like each other very much, who decided to get married and have a kid, and they try their best to be nice to me.
Did your parents divorce?
Yeah, finally. They should have done it a lot sooner, but they stuck together for a while for the well-being of my sister and I.
Thank you very much.
I remember my mother once, she told me right in front of my father, they were having this big fight, that he didn't really want to have me. You know, that he was really pissed off when he found out that she was pregnant with me. You know, that I was this big mistake. And I think that really shaped the way I think. I always saw the world as this place where I really wasn't meant to be.
That's so sad.
No, I mean, I eventually kind of took pride in it. You know, like my life was my own doing or something. You know, like I was crashing a big party.
That's the way to see it. You know, my parents, they're still married, and I guess they're very happy. But I just think it's an healthy process to rebel against everything that came before.
Yeah.
You know, I've been wondering lately. Do you know anyone who's in a happy relationship?
Yeah, sure. You know, I know happy couples. But I think they lie to each other.
Yeah. People can live their life as a lie. My grandmother, she was married to this man, and I always thought she had a very simple, uncomplicated love life. But she just confessed to me that she spent her whole life dreaming about another man she was always in love with. She just accepted her fate. It's so sad. And in the same time, I love the idea that she had all those emotions and feelings I never thought she would have had.
I guarantee you it was better that way. If she'd ever got to know him, you know, I'm sure he would have disappointed her eventually.
How do you know? You don't know them.
Yeah, I know. But it's just people have these romantic projections they put on everything. You know, it's not based in any kind of reality.
Romantic projections?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Romantic up there in the Ferris. Oh, kiss me, the sunset. Oh, it's so beautiful.
All right. Hey, tell me about your grandma. What are you saying about her?
No.
Thank God. Hey, check these guys out. Hey, Hans, I have a confession to make. I'm not wearing any underwear underneath this thing.
Oh, really?
Does that frighten you? Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
Come here.
What?
Come here.
Look at this bomb raider. She's interesting looking, no?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What?
I just made eye contact.
Isn't that coming over here?
Yes, she
oh,
is.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. You want your palm ring?
No.
No?
No,
are you
no,
sure?
No, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Hello. Yes, she
is. Ich möchte deine Hand lesen.
Français, Englisch?
I want your palm ring.
Yeah, how much is it?
For you, 50s. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, so you have been on a journey and you are a stranger to this place. You are an adventurer, a seeker, an adventurer in your mind. You are interested in the power of the woman, in the woman's deep strength and creativity. You're becoming this woman. You need to resign yourself to the awkwardness of life. Only if you find peace within yourself will you find true connection with others. It is a stranger to you?
I guess so.
Oh, you will be all right. He's learning. Okay. Money. You're both stars. Don't forget. And the stars exploded billions of years ago. They formed everything that is this world. Everything we know is stardust. So don't forget, you are stardust.
I mean, that's very nice and all. I mean, that, you know, we're all stardust and you're becoming this great woman. I mean, but I hope you don't take that any more seriously than some horoscope in a daily syndicated newspaper.
What are you talking about? I mean, she knew I was on vacation and that we didn't know each other and that I was going to become this great woman.
Yeah. But, I mean, what was it? I am learning bullshit. I mean, that's way condescending, you know? I mean, she wasn't even doing me. I mean, just if opportunists like that ever had to tell the real truth, it would put their asses out of business, you know? I mean, just once, I'd love to see some little old lady save up all her money, you know, to go to the fortune teller, and she'd get there all excited about hearing her future, and the woman would say, tomorrow and all your remaining days will be exactly like today. A tedious collection of hours, and you will have no new passions, and no new thoughts, and no new travels. And when you die, you'll be completely forgotten, you know? 50 shillings, please, you know? That I'd like to see.
So funny how she almost didn't notice you. It's weird. I wonder why. She was really wise and intense, no?
Yeah.
I really love what she said.
Yeah, of course you do. You know, you pay your money, you get to hear something that makes you feel good about yourself. If you want, maybe there's a CD section of Vienna we can go buy a hit of crack. You know, would you like that? Yeah?
You do.
Start us.
I mean... Ow! Oh, that's an exhibition. Yeah, I guess we'll miss it. Doesn't start until next week.
Yeah, I think so.
I actually saw this one a few years ago in a museum. I stared and stared at it. Must have been 45 minutes. I love it. La Voix Ferrée. Oh, that's great. I love the way the people seem to be dissolving into the background. Look at this one. It's like the environments, you know, are stronger than the people. These human figures are always so transitory. It's funny. Transitory?
Transitory.
I was in an old church like this with my grandmother a few days ago in Budapest. Even though I reject most of the religious thing, I can't help but feeling for all those people that come here lost or in pain, guilt, looking for some kind of answers. It fascinates me how a single place can join so much pain and happiness for so many generations.
You're close with your grandmother.
Yeah. I think it's because I always have this strange feeling that I'm this very old woman laying down about to die. You know, that my life is just her memories or something.
It's so wild. I always think that I'm still this 13-year-old boy, you know, just doesn't really know how to be an adult, pretending to live my life, taking notes for when I'll, you know, really have to do it. Yeah. Kind of like I'm in a dress rehearsal for a junior high play.
That's funny. Then up there in the Ferris wheel, it was like this very old woman kissing this very young boy, right?
Yeah. Do you know anything about the Quakers, Quaker religion?
No, not much, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went to this Quaker wedding once, and it was fantastic. What they do is the couple comes in, and they kneel down in front of the whole congregation, and they just stare at each other. And nobody says a word unless they feel that God moves them to speak or say something. And then after an hour or so of just staring at each other, they're married.
That's beautiful. I like that.
This is a horrible story.
What?
Not the appropriate place to tell it. But,
what?
Well, I was driving around with this buddy of mine. He was a big atheist, you know, and we came to a stop next to this homeless guy. And my buddy takes that $100 bill and leans out the window and he says, "Do you believe in God?" And the guy looks at my friend, looks at the money, says, "Yes, I do." My friend says, "Wrong answer." We drove away.
That's me. Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah.
Ow!
Would you be in Paris by now if you hadn't gotten off the train with me?
No, not yet. What would you be doing?
I'd probably be hanging around the airport, reading old magazines, crying in my coffee because you didn't come with me.
Oh. Actually, I think I've probably gotten off the train in Salzburg with someone else.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I see. So I'm just that dumb American momentarily decorating your blank canvas. Huh?
I'm having a great time.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm so glad because no one knows I'm here, and I don't know anyone that knows you that would tell me all the bad things you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll tell you some.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear so much shit about people. I always feel like the general of an army when I start dating a guy, you know, plotting my strategy and maneuverings, knowing his weak points, what would hurt him, seduce him. It's horrible.
If we were around each other all the time, what do you think would be the first thing about me that would drive you mad?
No.
I'm not going to answer
what?
This question.
No. I dated this girl once who used to always ask me that. What about me bugs you, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so finally I said, well, you know, I don't think you handle criticism too well. She flew into a rage and broke up with me, all right? That's a true story. All she ever really wanted to do was to have an excuse to tell me what she thought was wrong with me, you know? Is that what you want?
What?
Something about me bugs you?
No.
No, tell me. What is it? What is it about me bugs you?
Nothing. Nothing
huh?
at all.
Well, if it had to be something, what would it be?
It had to be something. If I had to think about it, I kind of didn't really like this reaction back at the Palm Reader. You were like this rooster prick.
Rooster prick?
Yeah.
I was a rooster prick.
You were like a little boy whining because all the attention wasn't focused on
that. All right, listen, this woman robs you blind. Okay?
You were like a little boy walking by an ice cream store crying because his mother wouldn't buy him a milkshake or something.
I don't care what this charlatan has to say about it.
Frage, hallo. Eine Frage, ich muss dir was fragen.
What?
Eine Frage.
Oh, I understand a little bit, but she doesn't at all, I'm sorry.
Okay, so, may I ask a question?
Yeah.
So, I would like to make a deal with you. I mean, instead of just asking you for money, I will ask you for a word. Yeah, you give me a word, I take the word, and then I will write a poem with the word inside. And if you like it, I mean, if you like my poem, and if you feel it adds something to your life in any way, then you can pay me whatever you feel like. I write in English, of course.
Okay.
All right, great.
So? Pick a word.
Oh,
A word. Milkshake.
Milkshake? Oh,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, I was going to say rooster prick, but great. Milkshake.
Milkshake? Okay. Milkshake.
All right, so...
Good.
Well... I say, I like this Viennese variation of fun.
I like what you said about adding something to your life, no?
Mm, yeah. So, were we having our first fight back there?
Yeah.
Yeah? I think so. I think we were.
Well, even if we were a little bit, you know, why does everyone think conflict is so bad? There's a lot of good things coming out of it.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, you know, I always think if I could just accept the fact that my life was supposed to be difficult. You know, that's what's to be expected. Then I might not get so pissed off about it. And I'd just be glad when something nice happened.
Maybe that's why I'm still in school, you know. It's easier to have something to fight against.
Yeah, well, we've all had such competitiveness ingrained in us. You know, I can be doing almost nothing thing. You know, I can be throwing some darts, shooting some pool. And then all of a sudden, I feel it come over. I have got to win.
Is that what you tried to get me up the train?
What do you mean?
Okay. Get your phone.
All right.
Were you ready to?
Sure, okay. Daydream delusion. Limousine eyelash. Oh, baby, with your pretty face. Drop a tear in my wine glass. Look at those big eyes. See what you mean to me. Sweet cakes and milkshakes. I'm a delusion angel. I'm a fantasy parade. I want you to know what I think. don't want you to guess anymore. You have no idea where I came from. We have no idea where we're going. Lodged in life, like branches in the river, flowing downstream, caught in the current. I carry you. You'll carry me. That's how it could be. Don't you know me? Don't you know me by now?
Great. Thanks.
Thanks, man. Here you go. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good luck, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. It's wonderful, no?
Yeah. I mean, you know he probably didn't just write that. I mean, you know he wrote it, but he probably just plugs that word in. You know, whatever, milkshake.
What do you mean?
Nothing, I loved it. It was great. You know what drives me crazy? There's all these people talking about how great technology is and how it saves all this time.
Mm-hmm.
But what good is save time if nobody uses it? If it just turns into more busy work.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you never hear somebody say, well, you know, with the time I've saved by using my word processor, I'm going to go to a Zen monastery and hang out. You ever hear that?
I mean, it's abstract anyways. Were you looking at this girl?
What?
Nothing.
You want to go in here?
What?
You want to go in here?
Yeah. It's a club, no?
Yeah.
Look. Can we go?
Yeah.
Hello.
You from 6 shillings?
2 shillings. Each.
I got 100. Here.
I'll buy you a beer. Thank you.
Das war noch nicht alles. Es kommen noch ein paar Filme. Besser gesagt, auch noch ein paar.
Are you gonna buy me a beer?
Yeah.
You're right. You think Old Milwaukee's so expensive? Well, we haven't talked about this yet, but are you dating anyone? You got a boyfriend waiting on you back in Paris or anything like that?
No, not right now.
Not right now, but you did.
We broke up about 6 months ago.
6 months?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not that sorry. But tell me about it.
Oh, no. No way. I can't. It's really, really boring.
Come on. Tell me about it.
Okay. I was really disappointed. I thought this one would last for a while. I mean, he was very stupid, ugly, bad in bed, alcoholic. You know.
Real prize.
Yeah. I was kind of giving him a favor, but he left me saying I loved him too much. And, you know, I was blocking his artistic expression. Shit like that, you know. But anyway, I was traumatized and became totally obsessed with him. And so I went to see the shrink, you know, and he came up that I had written this little stupid story about this woman trying to kill a boyfriend and how she was going to do it, you know, with all the intricate details of, you know, how to do it and not get caught.
She was going to kill her boyfriend?
Yeah. Yeah, she was. I mean, it's
It's nothing I would do, but it's just some writing, you know.
No, I understand.
But anyway, this stupid train believed everything I was telling her, and it was my first time seeing her. She said she had to call the police.
Should we call the police?
She was, oh, snap! She was totally convinced I was really going to do it, you know? Even though I'd explained to her it was just some writing and stuff. You know, she said, looking deep into my eyes, the way you said it, I know you are going to do it, the way you said it. She was totally out of her mind. This was my first and last session.
Well, so what happened then?
I totally got over him, you know? But now I'm obsessed that he's going to die from an accident or, you know, 1,000 kilometers away.
Oh,
I'm going to be the one accused. Why did you become obsessed with people you don't really like that much, you know?
I don't know.
So how about you?
What?
Are you with anyone?
It's funny how we managed to avoid this subject for so long, isn't it?
Yeah, but now you have to tell me.
Well, I kind of see love as this escape for two people who don't know how to be alone, you know? You know, it's funny. People always talk about how love is this totally unselfish, giving thing. But if you think about it, you know, there's nothing more selfish.
I know. So, who just broke up with you?
What?
You sound like you just got hurt or something.
Do I?
Yeah.
All right. Big confession, you know. I should have told you this earlier or something, but, you know, I didn't come to Europe just to hang out and read Hemingway in Paris and shit like that, you know. I saved up my money all spring to fly to Madrid and spend the summer with my girlfriend, who has been on this...
Your girlfriend?
My ex-girlfriend, who has been on this asinine art history program for the last year. Anyway, I got here, right, and we were reunited at long last, and we went out to dinner our first night with six of her friends. Pedro, Antonio, Gonzalo, Maria, Susie from home, you know? She pretty much managed to avoid being alone with me for the first couple days we were there, and I stuck around for a while just to kind of let it really sink in that she wished I hadn't come. So I bought the cheapest flight out of Europe, this one leaving out of Vienna tomorrow, but it didn't leave for a couple weeks, so I bought this Eurail pass, you know? You know what's the worst thing about somebody breaking up with you? Can you remember how little you thought about the people you broke up with?
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that is how little they're thinking about you, you know? You'd like to think that you're both in all this pain, but really, you know, they're just, hey, I'm glad you're gone.
I know. You should look at bright colors.
What?
That's what the shrink told me, you know? I was paying her 900 francs an hour to hear that I was an homicidal maniac. And I could perhaps shift my obsession if I would concentrate in bright colors.
Well, did it work?
Well,
didn't help your pinball.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I haven't killed anyone lately.
Not lately? Well, that's good. You're cured then. I mean, there's these breeds of monkeys, right? And all they do is have sex, like, all the time. You know? And they turn out to be, like, the least violent, the most peaceful, the most happy, you know? So, I mean, maybe fooling around is not so bad.
Are you talking about monkeys?
Yes, I'm talking about monkeys.
Ah, I thought so, yeah. Why? I never heard this one, but it reminds me of, like, this perfect, you know, male argument to justify them fooling around.
No. Women monkeys are fooling around, too. Everybody's fooling around.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, I have this awful paranoid thought that feminism was mostly invented by men so they could, like, fool around a little more. You know, woman, free your mind, free your body, sleep with me. We're all happy and free as long as I can. Fuck as much as I can.
All right. But maybe there's some biological things at work here.
Biological.
I mean, if you had an island, right, and there were 99 women on the island and only one man, in a year you'd have the possibility of 99 babies.
Right.
But if you have an island with 99 men and only one woman, in a year you have the possibility of only one baby. So
you know what?
What?
On this island, you know, I think there will be only like maybe 43 men left. because they would have killed each other, you know, trying to fuck this poor woman, you know what I mean? And on the other island, there would be 99 women, 99 babies, and no more men. So they would have all gotten together and eaten alive.
Oh, yeah? See, I think there's something to that. I think on some level, women don't mind the idea of destroying a man, you know? Like, I was once walking down the street with my ex-girlfriend, you know, right? Mm-hmm. And we just walked by these, like, real poor, kind of thuggy-looking guys next to a Camaro, you know? Mm-hmm. And one of them, sure enough, says, "Hey, baby, nice ass," you know? And so I'm like, all right, hey, no big deal. I'm not going to get uptight about this, right?
Yeah, plus, you know, there were four of them, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's four of them, right? But she turns around, she says, "Fuck you, dickheads." And I'm like, okay, wait a minute here, right? They're not going to come over here and kick her ass. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we just got pushed to the front line on that one. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? I mean, women say they hate it if you're all territorial protective. But if it suits them, then they'll tell you you're being all unmanly or wimpy. Or,
You know what? I don't think woman really wants to destroy men. And if... even if they want to, they don't succeed, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm sure even, you know, men are destroying women, or able, capable of destroying women much more than women. Well, anyway, it's depressing. I mean, you know what?
What? You want to stop talking about this?
Yeah. Okay. I hate it. You know, men, women, you know, it's there's no end to it. It's like, you know.
It's like a skipping record, you know?
Yeah.
Every couple's been having this conversation forever.
And nobody came up with anything. Documentary on that. It's a bird dance.
Everything that's interesting costs a little bit of money. So, birth dance, huh? Looks a little bit like a mating dance to me.
No, but really, women use this when giving birth.
Oh.
In some part of the world, they still do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, the woman in labor enters a tent, and the women of her tribe surround her and dance, and they encourage the birthing woman to dance with them so as to make the birth less painful.
Yeah.
And when the baby is born, they all dance in celebration.
Wow. I don't think my mom would have gone for that.
I like the idea of dancing as a common function in life, something everybody participates in.
I know. I heard about this old guy who was watching some young people dance, and he said, "How beautiful. They're trying to shake off their genitals and become angels."
I like that.
All right, one question, though, back there. When the women are dancing and being all spiritual and stuff, right, where are the men? Are we out food gathering? Are we not invited? You all don't need us? What?
Men are lucky we don't bite off the head after mating. Certain insects do that, you know, like spiders and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We at least let you live. What are you complaining about?
Yeah. See, you're officially kidding, but there's something to that. You know? You keep bringing stuff like that up.
What?
Hmm.
No. Wait a minute. Talking seriously here. I mean, I always feel this pressure of being a strong and independent icon of womanhood and not making look like my whole life is revolving around some guy. But loving someone and being loved means so much to me. I always make fun of it and stuff. But isn't everything we're doing in life a way to be loved a little more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I dream about being a good father and a good husband. And sometimes that feels really close.
Hmm.
But then other times, it seems silly, like it would ruin my whole life. And it's not just a fear of commitment or that I'm incapable of caring or loving, because I can. It's just that if I'm totally honest with myself, I think I'd rather die knowing that I was really good at something, that I had excelled in some way, than that I'd just been in a nice, caring relationship.
Yeah. But I had worked for this older man, and once he told me that he had spent all of his life thinking about his career and his work, and he was 52, and it suddenly struck him that he had never really given anything of himself. His life was for no one and nothing. He was almost crying saying that. You know, I believe if there's any kind of God, it wouldn't be in any of us. Not you or me. But just this little space in between. If there's any kind of magic in this world, it must be in the attempt of understanding someone, sharing something. I know, it's almost impossible to succeed, but who cares, really? The answer must be in the attempt.
Bloß nicht dieses Postkartenbild von Wien stören, ja. Und das finde ich irgendwie scheiße, dass in Wien nie mit Problemen umgegangen wird, sondern dass, darf ich mal ausreden, bitte?
Ja, weil meine
dass in Wien nie mit den Problemen umgegangen wird.
Was, bin ich eigentlich in Dubrovnik?
Das ist egal, das ist Urlaubszeit.
Ich bin verliebt in Dubrovnik.
Wunderbar. Jetzt kannst du hingehen und siehst die zerstörte Stadt. Spür aus. Sehr gut.
Egon Schiele. Hat einen maßlos wichtigen Aufbruch in die moderne Zeit gebracht. Und dann darfst du nicht vergessen, Otto Wagner, den großen Baumeister.
I really think this is a civilization in decline. Look at the service. I mean, where is the waitress? In New York, this person would be out of a job.
Tom, was ist da drin in dem Wasser, bitte?
Ja, wahrscheinlich hat er es angeschifft.
Okay. Now I'm going to call my best friend in Paris, who I'm supposed to have lunch with in 8 hours. Okay?
Okay.
Dring, 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 dring. Pick up.
What?
Pick up the phone.
Hello?
Allô?
Hmm?
Vanny, c'est Céline.
Ah.
Comment ça va?
Ça va bien. Et toi?
Il m'est arrivé quelque chose d'incroyable.
I've been working on my English recently. Will you want to talk in English just for laughs?
Yeah, okay. That's a good idea. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it for lunch today. I'm sorry. I met a guy on the train and I got off with him in Vienna. We're still there.
Are you crazy?
Probably.
He's Austrian? He's from there?
No. He's passing through here too. He's American. He's going back home tomorrow morning.
Why'd you get off the train with him?
Well, he convinced me. I mean, actually, I was ready to get off the train with him after talking to him a short while. He was so sweet, I couldn't help it. We were in the lounge car, and he began to talk about him as a little boy seeing his great-grandmother's ghost. I think that's when I fell for him. Just the idea of this little boy with all those beautiful dreams. He trapped me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so cute. He has beautiful blue eyes, nice pink lips, greasy hair. I love it. He's kind of tall and he's a little clumsy. I like to feel his eyes on me when I look away. He kind of kisses like an adolescent. It's so cute.
What?
Yeah, we kissed. It was so adorable. As the night went on, I began to like him more and more. But I'm afraid he's scared of me. You know, I told him the story about the woman that kills her ex-boyfriend and stuff. He must be scared to death. He must be thinking I'm this manipulative, mean woman. I just hope he doesn't feel that way about me. Because you know me, I'm the most harmless person. The only person I could really hurt is myself.
think he's scared of you. I think he's crazy about you.
Really?
I mean, I've known you a long time, and I got a good feeling. You gonna see him again?
We haven't talked about that yet. Okay, it's your turn. You call your friend. Okay?
All right. Ring, ring, ring. I usually get this guy's answering machine.
Hi, dude. What's up?
Hey, Frank. How you been? Glad you're home.
Cool. Yeah. So how was Madrid?
Madrid sucked. You know, Lisa and I had our long overdue meltdown.
Oh, too bad. I told you, no?
Yeah. The long distance thing just never works. I was only in Madrid for a couple days, and I got a cheaper flight out of Vienna. But, you know, it really wasn't that much cheaper. I couldn't go home right away. I didn't want to see anybody I knew. I just wanted to be a ghost, completely anonymous.
So are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm great. That's the thing. I'm rapturous. And I'll tell you why. I met somebody on my last night in Europe. Can you believe that?
That's incredible.
I know. And you know how they say we're all each other's demons and angels? Well, she was literally a Botticelli angel, just telling me that everything was going to be okay.
How did you meet?
On the train. Yeah, she was sitting next to this very weird couple that started fighting, so she had to move. She sat right across the aisle from me. So we started to talk, and she didn't like me much at first. You know, she's super smart, very passionate, and beautiful. And I was so unsure of myself. I thought everything I said sounded so stupid.
Oh, man. I wouldn't worry about that.
No,
I'm sure she was not judging you. No, and by the way, she sat next to you, no? I'm sure she did it in purpose.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Us men are so stupid. We don't understand anything about women. They act kind of strange, the little I know of them. Don't they?
Yeah. I feel like this is some dream world we're in, you know?
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like our time together is just ours. It's our own creation. It must be like I'm in your dream and you in mine.
And what's so cool is that this whole evening, all our time together, shouldn't officially be happening.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that's why this feels so otherworldly. But then the morning comes, and we turn into pumpkins, right?
Yeah.
I know. But at this time, I think you're supposed to produce the glass slipper and see if it fits.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It'll fit. This friend of mine had a kid, and it was a home birth, so he was there helping out and everything. But he said at that profound moment of birth, he was watching his child experiencing life for the first time, trying to take his first breath. All he could think about was that he was looking at something that was going to die someday. He just couldn't get it out of his head. And I think that's so true. I mean, everything is so finite. I mean, but don't you think that's what makes our time and specific moments so important?
Yeah, I know. It's the same for us tonight, though. After tomorrow morning, we're probably never going to see each other again, right?
You don't think we'll ever see each other again?
What do you think?
Gosh, I don't know. I hadn't planned another trip.
Me too. I mean, I live in Paris. You live in the U.S. I totally understand.
Right, I need to make you fly. You know, you hate to fly, right?
I'm not scared of flying. mean, I could.
Well, if you were going to come to the U.S. or if, you know, I mean, if I, or, you know, I mean, I can come back here. I mean, what?
What? Now, let's just be rational adults about this. Maybe we should try something different. I mean, it's not so bad if tonight is our only night, right? People always exchange phone numbers, addresses, they end up writing once, calling each other once or twice.
Right, fizzles out. Yeah, I mean, I don't want that. I hate that.
I hate that too, yeah.
Why do you think everybody thinks relationships are supposed to last forever anyway?
Yeah, why? It's stupid.
What do you think? Tonight's it, huh? I mean, that tonight's our only night.
It's the only way now.
Well, all right. Let's do it. No delusions, no projections. We'll just make tonight great.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Do some kind of handshake. Mm-hmm. Give me your hand. All right. To our one and only night together and the hours that remain. What?
It's just depressing now. Now the only thing we're going to think of is when we're going to have to say goodbye tomorrow.
Well, if you say goodbye now, you know, I wouldn't have to worry about it in the morning.
Now?
Yeah. Say goodbye.
Hi.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Later.
Later.
So here's the plan, right? You're gonna grab the glasses and I'm gonna get the wine.
Red wine.
Red wine. Right.
You think you can do that?
No problem. Hello?
Hello?
Do you speak English?
A bit.
Yeah, a bit. Well, all right. I'm having kind of an odd situation, which is that, this is... You see that girl over there?
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, this is our only night together. And she... all right, here's the problem. The problem is that she wants a bottle of red wine. And I don't have any money. But what I was thinking was that you might want to, give me the address of this bar. No, I know. And I would promise to send you the money, and you'd be making our night complete.
You would send me the money?
Yes.
Your hand? Okay. One of the greatest night in your life.
Thank you very much.
So often in my life, I've enjoyed people and shared beautiful moments like traveling or staying up all night and watching the sunrise. and I knew those were special moments. But something was always wrong. I wished I'd been with someone else. I knew that what I was feeling, exactly what was so important to me, they didn't understand. But I'm happy to be with you. You couldn't possibly know why a night like this is so important to my life right now. But it is. This is a great morning.
It is a great morning. Do you think we'd have others like this?
What about a rational adult decision?
Yeah. I know what you mean about wishing that somebody wasn't there, though.
Hmm?
It's usually, it's myself that I wish I could get away from. Seriously, think about this. I have never been anywhere that I haven't been.
Hmm?
I've never had a kiss when I wasn't one of the kissers. You know, I've never gone to the movies when I wasn't there in the audience. I've never been out bowling if I wasn't there, you know, making some stupid joke. I think that's why so many people hate themselves. Seriously. It's just they are sick to death of being around themselves. Let's say that you and I were together all the time. And you'd start to hate a lot of my mannerisms. And the way every time that we would have people over, I'd be insecure and I'd get a little too drunk. Or the way I tell the same stupid pseudo-intellectual story again and again. Mm-hmm. See, I've heard all those stories. So, of course, I'm sick of myself. But being with you, it's made me feel like I was somebody else. I mean, the only other way to lose yourself like that is, dancing or alcohol or drugs, stuff like that.
Fucking?
Fucking, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one way, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I want?
What?
To be kissed.
Well, I can do that.
I have to say something stupid.
All right.
It's very stupid.
Okay.
I don't think we should sleep together. I mean, I want to, but since we're never going to see each other again, it'll make me feel bad. I wonder who else you're with. I'll miss you. I know. It's not very adult. Maybe it's a female thing. I can't help it.
Let's see each other again.
No, I don't want you to break our vow, just so you can get laid.
I don't want to just get laid. I want to, I think we should. I mean, we die in the morning, right? I think we should.
No, then it's like some male fantasy. Meet a French girl on the train, fuck her, and never see her again. That was this great right, story. Right, I don't want to be a great story. Right. I don't want this great evening to just have been for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We don't have to have sex. It's not a big deal.
Okay. You don't want to see me again? Mm-hmm.
No, of course I do. Listen, if somebody gave me the choice right now of to never see you again or to marry you, right, I would marry you. Right? And maybe that's a lot of romantic bullshit, but people have gotten married for a lot less.
Actually, I think I had decided I wanted to sleep with you when we got off the train. Now that we've talked so much, I don't know anymore. Why do we make everything so complicated?
I don't know. What do you think's the first thing you're gonna do when you get back to Paris?
Call my parents. What about you?
I don't know. I'll probably go pick up my dog. He's staying with a friend of mine.
You have a dog?
Yeah.
I love dogs.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, I don't know. We're back in real time.
I know, I hate that.
What is that?
Sounds like a harpsichord.
Check that out.
Harpsichord. Of course.
Oh, wow.
What?
I'm gonna take your picture. So I never forget you or all this.
Okay, me too.
Shall run like rabbits.
What?
Nothing. I have this recording of Dylan Thomas reading a W.H. Auden poem. He's got a great voice. He just... It's like, all the clocks in the city began to whir and chime. Oh, let not time deceive you. You cannot conquer time. In headache, sin, and worry, vaguely life leaks away. And time will have his fancy tomorrow or today.
Something like that.
It's good.
When you talked earlier about after a few years, how a couple would begin to hate each other by anticipating their reactions or getting tired of their mannerisms, I think it would be the opposite for me. I think I can really fall in love when I know everything about someone. The way he's going to part his hair, which shirt he's going to wear that day, knowing the exact story he'd tell in a given situation. I'm sure that's when I know I'm really in love.
Hey, guess what?
What?
We didn't go to those guys' play.
Play?
Yeah.
The cow?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we missed it.
Yeah, no problem.
I should get on this one.
Right here? You want to get on it? All right.
Yeah. Okay. I guess this is it now.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know. Have a great life. Have fun with everything you're going to do.
All right. Work hard. Work for school and all that.
Okay.
Oh, I hate this.
Me too. The train is about to leave. Yeah.
Listen, you know all this bullshit we're talking about not seeing each other again? I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that either.
You don't either?
I was waiting for you to
do that. Why didn't you say something?
I was afraid maybe you didn't want to.
All right, well, listen, what do we want to do?
Maybe we should meet here in 5 years or something.
All right, 5 years? 5 years, that's a long time.
That's awful. It's like a sociological experiment. How about 1 year?
1 year, all right. How about 6 months?
6 months?
Yeah.
It's going to be freezing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, if we come here, we go somewhere else.
Okay. 6 months from now, last night.
Last night. 6 months from last night, which was June 16th. So, track 9, 6 months from now at 6 o'clock at night.
December,
yeah. Now listen, it's a train ride for you. I got to fly all the way over here and shit like that, all right? But I'm going to be here.
Okay, me too.
All right.
And we're not going to call, right? Or no.
It's depressing.
Yeah, okay.
All right. All right, your train's going to leave. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Later.
should, yeah. Although tomorrow it don't look that good. Well, it just goes to show, though people say we're an unlikely couple, I'm seeing double of you. Emotionless.